Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Reverend Kenneth Meshwe is the leader of the African Christian Democratic Party, the ACDP. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, Sam. How are you?
I am well, thank you. How is it going in the lead-up to the November 1 elections?
It's going very well. And I think, well, for the first time, we are contesting about 52% of the wards in the country.
Wow.
We always have been campaigning, basing our reach to only less than 50%. So the results we're getting obviously were not a true reflection of the party because we did not have, because of finances, we could not reach all communities. Now we are up to 52% and we are happy about that and hoping that when it comes to the provincial and national elections, we'll be going for 100% of the country.
Right. And in fact, we were just chatting a little bit earlier. I made the statement on air that I just wonder why South Africans still hold on to the ANC. Why do we keep putting them back in power? And a lot of the comments say were that, in fact, that isn't the truth, that people are turning away from the ANC. What are you seeing in your experience?
Well, while there is a definite turning away from the ANC, there are many voters who are still having this obsession that the ANC is our liberation organization. We owe them our liberation, so they must also get our allegiance. And particularly among those who are not as well-read as they should be, they are the ones who are still holding on to that position. But the interesting thing is know that political historians say that it takes between 25 and 30 years for voters in Africa to change governments after they were given power or freedom by liberation organizations. So liberation organizations, they normally don't take less than 25 years in power. So
right.
Between those years, yeah. People's eyes become open and they see that loyalty to people who are not delivering is not the way to go.
It's almost like there's this gratitude and loyalty for the role that they played during liberation. And of course that, and we of course do need to be grateful. There does need to be gratitude, but that doesn't mean that they should be allowed to govern at all costs.
It is true. You know, while we have to show gratitude, it must not cause us to look like we are foolish. To be grateful to a person who's robbing you,
absolutely,
but who's not meeting your needs. I mean, it comes to a stage where it is just foolishness.
Right.
That a person who's living with sewage around them, who still want to vote for the ANC.
Yeah. I'm fascinated to hear your thoughts on the Christian religious aspect of the party and how people have reacted to it, because I often see and I often read that there's almost sometimes quite a discomfort or a pushback when a party like yourself that stands for Christian and religious values stands by those values. It makes people quite uncomfortable. And instead of just disagreeing or voting for another party, people often become quite resistant to it. How do you deal with that?
That has been the case for a number of years, but people's perceptions are changing. An interesting thing with this, our position on mandatory vaccines, is that we are receiving messages, WhatsApp messages and SMSs from people. One person just said, I am an atheist, but I'm going to vote the ACDP because of their position on this issue, which to me, this person said, is one of the most important because it has to do with life and death. So we have had over the years a number of even Muslims who on the radio have said they support the ACDP because of their values. So it is not
right. Yes. Well, it's interesting because certainly from a from my listener perspective, we're a Jewish community radio station. Yes, half of our listeners are Jewish, half aren't. But Gimple just saying, lovely to hear the Reverend on the radio, class and dignity personified. Come on, Jewish South Africa, get behind the ACDP, the only party who actually is fair to Israel. And I think that your consistency in terms of support for Israel, in terms of support for the Jewish community, does speak to a lot of people, a lot of people from different communities.
That is a definite fact. It is the truth that we have been consistent. But the interesting thing is that we have not been strong, even though our foundation is moral and it's biblical, but we have not been pushing that narrative towards elections. In the beginning we were, but now we are focusing on civil delivery, not meaning that our foundation has changed. People know that our foundation has changed, but when we focus on things that people deal with on a daily basis, people say, but what these guys are saying makes sense. And it's on that basis, and our consistency in declaring what we believe is truth and it's factual, that people are now saying we can trust these people because they know that we are not going to change our opinion because of what other political parties are doing or saying, just to get support from them. We will just remain who we are, people who love Israel, people who defend Israel. You don't talk about Israel every day because Israel is not in the news every day, but everybody in parliament knows, everybody in South Africa knows that when they touch that issue, persecuting them, denying them the right to defend themselves, that the ACDP is the party that's going to speak out, and that is not going to change. And so because we believe that when people conclude that you are consistent, that increases their trust in you, and then that also causes people to even respect you. I've had a number of people say, I respect you for your opinions, even though I do not necessarily agree with you, but I respect the fact that 100%. You have been consistent.